Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast of the week. We will recap the conversation around educational debates part two in this podcast and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I'm going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa educational chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find that archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I mentioned, our topic tonight was the second edition of Educational Debates, as we explored topics such as blocking websites, traditional school calendars, cursive writing, extra credit, the Pledge of Allegiance, and social media. There were some healthy and heated debates in this Twitter chat, and we hope you will find some useful information in tonight's podcast. It is now time for me to pass things over to my partner in crime, Andrea Townsley.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, we had a great debate tonight, and I'm going to talk about question four. Should extra credit be allowed in schools? Why or why not? There were a lot of very passionate responses for this question. Danny Kramer says, instead of extra credit, students should be given the opportunity to remediate. It's our job to teach students the required standards, so we need to help them get there. I couldn't agree more, Danny. Don Cruz says, can we call it learning credit? I'm okay with giving students additional opportunities to master or extend beyond what we want them to be proficient on, but most extra credit that I have seen is based on busy work that adds points to grades. And I would agree with that too, Dawn, and I love the fact that you changed the name of that to learning credit. Tyler Amadon says, let's just say that you had to argue for extra credit. What would you say? Just curious. And I think that's also a great point. If we would flip these tables and had someone respond for giving out extra credit, I think that would be interesting. And then Dave Mulder says, seriously though, what does extra credit achieve? If kids haven't learned the content they should be learning, doesn't it make more sense to do a retake or a redo and ensure they actually learn it? That was a great discussion tonight on question four, where we talked about extra credit. And go ahead and check out the archives for more debates. I'm going to send it over to Nick for his thoughts.
Thanks, Andrea. For question three, we asked, should cursive reading and writing be taught in schools? Why or why not? There were many thoughts on both sides of this issue, and here's a sampling. Danny Kramer shared, I'm not against cursive, but we have so many other demands that I just don't think the time spent is justified. Carrie Elsinger said, I have encountered so many situations where students are excited to write their name in cursive. I can't imagine not being able to use cursive with my signature and in my everyday handwriting. For students, I feel it's a must, but I'm open to debate. Jason Salhaney wrote, I think kids should know how to sign their name and learn cursive, but it should not be a focus. Too many things that will impact student achievement. Cursive is not one of them. And Don Cruz offered, writing is an art, and I could see types of writing being an elective or extended course for students who are interested in the history of writing. However, beyond needing a signature, I'm not completely convinced teaching cursive writing is the best use of students' time. How do we arrive at what is essential and what is nice to know? Who gets to decide? What would we do with more time to invest in other areas that are essential? Are there more essential elements to focus on? There was a time, in fact, when Latin was required. How did that bridge get crossed? The group was split on this debate topic, but it's one that I hope people carry into the teacher's lounge to discuss. Now over to Dan to take us home.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, your reflections, and takeaways. Question 7 had us talking about social media as we asked, should teachers be mandated to use social media? Why or why not? Sean Scanlon kicked things off with his tweet. Not mandated to use social media, but mandated to reflect on how they are growing as an educator through PD, conferences, etc. Social media is part of this and should be promoted, not mandated. Megan Blakely followed up and had this to say. Our teachers are required to use some form of electronic communication with parents, but they decide if it's a website, Class Dojo, Twitter, etc. Something needs to be in place to provide communication between school and home. So here's my take on this. Should it be mandated? No, definitely not. Mandates drive compliance, not engagement. And in an ideal world, educators see the benefits of social media through the guidance of others, and they take the leap on their own. When I think about this question, I think about the words of Jim Knight. When you insist, they will resist. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We really appreciate your following and your engagement. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. Our website is just loaded with resources. And don't hesitate to contact us about topics that you would like to discuss on Iowa Ed Chat. We'd love to hear from you. You can subscribe to this podcast on many platforms, including Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Market. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We'd love to hear that feedback. We are going to be back next week with another great topic, and until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.